Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Sorry, we begin today with news of Boston Mayor Tom Menino. His doctors say the mayor has been transferred to Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital and that the mayor has type 2 diabetes.
Menino had been in Brigham and Women's Hospital for a month, suffering from a blood clot and a pressure fracture in his spine. WBUR senior reporter Dolores Handy was at the Brigham's announcement today, and she joins us now. Hello, Dolores.
Hi, Meghna.
So Mayor Menino first ended up in the hospital after having to cut short a vacation trip to Italy. What are doctors saying today about his condition?
Well, they're saying there's considerable improvement, but they won't even say yet when he will be allowed to go home. What happened today was a transfer to another hospital. He had was initially treated for a viral infection and a blood clot in his lung. They cleared that. While in the hospital, he suffered that compression fracture in his back, extremely painful. And then he developed an infection in his back. They treated him for that. So now he's being transferred to Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital for more work to rehabilitate. Here's Dr. Charles Morris talking about the mayor's treatment.
And while he initially responded to our interventions and was getting stronger and better, his pain worsened, which required further diagnostic testing and investigation. And in the process of that investigation, we discovered evidence of an infection in his lower back, for which he's now on therapy with appropriate antibiotics and has responded beautifully.
So the doctor sounding very upbeat there, but we also hear today that Mayor Menino has been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Did they say about how this diagnosis may affect Menino's overall prognosis?
They talked about that, but first saying that the diabetes might have been a cause of the infection in his back. But overall, they feel that the mayor's in good health. He's had a run of bad luck with so many different things happening at the same time, but he'll rebound from this. They'll be working with him on his exercise, weight, his diet. He can be a role model, a platform for people. There's so many people who have diabetes nowadays who have to live with it, have to manage it, manage diabetes, and he could be use that as a platform for helping people manage their diabetes.
Indeed, but none of them are the mayor of a major city in the United States. So what does Mayor Tom Menino's staff say about his continued ability to run the city? He's been in the hospital for about 5 weeks now.
I'll let Dr. Joyce, his press secretary, tell you.
He's absolutely able to continue his business with the city. He's very focused on his care right now and the business of the city. He's itching to get back out there, and he will shortly, hopefully.
Well, that's Mayor's press secretary, Dot Joyce, trying to put some happy news around the continued news that Mayor Tom Menino is still in the hospital, though now transferred to Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. WBUR senior reporter Dolores Handy bringing us that news. Thanks so much, Dolores.
Thank you, Meghna.